Family Planning Advocates ended a three-day meeting in London this week with new strategies to try to invigorate a flagging movement. 10 years ago, United Nations Conference in Cairo set out ambitious goals to stabilize population and improve maternal health and well-being. But that effort has been overshadowed by other global development plans, and NPR's Richard Harris reports from London.
10 years after the Cairo Population Conference, the news is not all bad. More women than ever are getting contraceptives, more girls are in school, and educated women want fewer children. But Stephen Sinding from the International Planned Parenthood Federation acknowledged at the start of the meeting they are fighting the impression that population growth is now a non-issue because of falling fertility rates.
From the standpoint of the expectations of many as they left Cairo, we must admit to some disappointment at what's happened since. I think unless we are bold and smart and clever, we risk being left on the sidelines as a movement.
The plans hatched at the Cairo conference are not getting as much attention as they used to. Instead, many of the world's wealthier nations have shifted their attention to the United Nations Millennium Development Goals, and those goals don't explicitly address reproductive health care and rights. Even so, Hilary Benn, Britain's Secretary for State of International Development, announced that the UK is increasing its funding to expand programs that provide access to family planning and maternal care.
If we're going to achieve the Millennium Development Goals, the targets to which the world is working, then those principles, that principle of universal access, is absolutely essential to progress, particularly those relating to child and maternal mortality and to HIV and AIDS.
That announcement was greeted warmly at the London meeting because one of the strategies they adopted was to find ways to work for their issues through the structure of the Millennium Development Goals. The family planning activists also decided to reach out to work more closely with the global AIDS programs. And Steve Sinding said the family activists would also place new emphasis on measures to reduce the death toll from illegal and unsafe abortions, which is now 70,000 a year.
While we strongly believe in eliminating unintended pregnancies, we recognize that they cannot be eliminated altogether. We believe the time has come to press ahead, to reinforce a global movement to ensure that every woman in every country has access to safe abortion services when she needs them.
The 700 conference attendees were able to make that declaration because this is not an official United Nations meeting. It was organized by activists and funded by the European Commission. The abortion stance clearly goes against the stance of the Bush administration. It cut out funding for any agency or organization that even mentions abortion. Conference attendees fretted about the role of the Bush administration because its policies often conflict with the delicate consensus reached in Cairo. Tim Wirth, who headed the U.S. delegation to Cairo under the Clinton administration, says one of the most alarming developments is the U.S. effort to discourage the use of condoms globally, despite their role in slowing the spread of AIDS. Wirth says the U.S. government has been driven by ideology rather than science to question condoms' effectiveness.
If the administration persists in saying that condoms don't work, then the U.S. is going to be in a position of really being responsible for the deaths of millions of people, women around the world.
Conference organizers didn't announce a strategy to deal with a growing ideological movement against family planning issues, which includes not only the U.S. government, but the Vatican, some countries in Eastern Europe, and some Muslim fundamentalists. But meeting organizers seem pleased to come up with the more modest tactics to make women's health more explicit in the world's broader development goals. Richard Harris, NPR News, London.